Good morning. The forest fire that started last Wednesday evening is still ablaze. The fire still has two active fronts and is developing north into Via di Canal and west where the village of Caceres is now under threat. Caceres' mayor, Jose Carrasco, said yesterday that the fire had entered the municipal boundaries but doesn't yet threaten buildings. The army has been assisting the fire brigade since Sunday morning. Yesterday, 51 air resources and nearly 1,000 firefighters were working to extinguish four fronts of the fire. In addition to the army, teams from the regions of Madrid, Castilla-La Mancha, Murcia and Extremadura have also joined those from Andalusia. On the sixth day of the fire, an area of 7,780 hectares was destroyed in the Sierra Bermeja and the Valle de Canal. A major problem ground crews now face is the depletion of water resources available to them and the firefighting helicopters. The most active front is on the south side of the Sierra Bermeja in the municipality of Caceres. The meteorological situation has become more favourable with higher humidity. In addition, there is light rain here and there. The hope is that real showers will follow today as predicted. Two firefighters were injured on Sunday. They were taken to hospital and one is now recovering at home. The other is still being treated. Yesterday morning, the province of Malaga announced it would release an initial fund of €8 million to restore the devastated zone after the fire. Meanwhile, one of the Super Puma helicopters fighting the blaze has crashed into a tree in poor visibility. It's reported that the pilot and all 19 of its occupants are unhurt. 100 dogs were rescued from a refuge just as the flames were coming dangerously close to their building. Volunteers drove to the Adana Dog Refuge in the hills near Estepona after 2,000 responded when Susie Brown put out an emergency call. Mrs. Brown said the Adana Dog Refuge, which depends on donations to survive, will be badly damaged by the fire. Russia will resume passenger flights with Spain from September 21st, the government said yesterday. Russia imposed wide-ranging travel restrictions at the start of the pandemic in March last year, many of which remain in force, but it has gradually expanded the list of countries for air travel. Russia's coronavirus task force said it decided flights could resume after it had assessed the epidemiological situation in Spain and various other countries. From September 21st, there will be four return Moscow flights each week with Madrid, Barcelona and the Slovak capital Bratislava. Moscow flights will also resume with Malaga and Alicante. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.